I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guy.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys and the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, get down to Garrett's Appliance. There are two stores, one over in Kentwood and one in Wyoming, where they got all kinds of things that we were talking about there. But Brad and the team there are amazing and help you out when you walk in the door. Real service.
Yeah, and you may not run into Brad or any of the of his bosses. You know, every year I kind of talk about this crazy thing, and it was just a brain cramp I had 10 years ago. Because I'm always trying to think about being a dad with a bunch of kids. You're always trying to think about budget and all these things. And then making sure who you get the gift for, that they use it. You know, there's nothing worse than somebody spending a bunch of money on you. And then when they leave, you go, God, I'm never going to use this thing. Right?
Yeah.
Well, so I came up with the idea of buying a cheap plastic tackle box or toolbox and putting some grill stuff in it. And it's kind of evolved over the years. I ended up getting one for Jop that was a big DeWalt tool bag. It was a box. Might have had the handle and the rollers even on it, didn't it?
Yeah, it's
a plastic
tote almost, but yeah, it's on wheels and it's got DeWalt. A handle.
Yeah, he looks like
I use that. I still have everything in it.
He looks like a flight attendant when he's bringing it.
Yeah, right. But I still keep everything in it because it holds everything. It was big enough.
Yeah.
Then I mean, the average guy's not going to need something that big. But
I don't know.
For all the stuff we do.
If you think about it, you know, here's how it goes. And this is why necessity is the mother of invention, right? It's not that I'm a genius. It's because my wife kept moving my stuff.
Right,
it's like you know, these things are too big. So that's how she talks.
Well,
trust me.
And you know, we both do some catering work, and I keep all of my serving utensils and my tongs in there. I'm a snob about tongs. They've got to be the kind with a little clamshell on the end and the locking thing that holds them together when they're stored.
Yep.
But open up and there's a spring in there, and they have to match on the end. Okay, they can't miss because that's when you drop
enough
stuff.
Times,
you throw them away and you get a new one.
You leave them at a job is what you do. You here, keep these pans, keep all this stuff. I don't want it back.
But I've got maybe 30 pairs of tongs, and that's a little.
Where do you go, the dollar store for those?
No, I don't. Quite opposite of that is that I go to the restaurant supply because I want the good ones that are going to hold up. And they're $6-$7 a piece. They're not huge.
But they're hugely better.
Right.
They don't get offset. And here's why you don't want to. I wanted to talk to you about, we kind of harp or talk about this every year, Father's Day gifts or whatever. You don't want to buy somebody a barbecue kit.
Right.
You don't want to get it's got the tongs and the fork. You'll never use the fork.
Ever.
Okay. You
Ever.
Shouldn't. The spatula, that's probably the only thing you'll use in there because the tongs have that like round thing on each end
and
they don't line up.
The metal D.
Right.
Yeah. That does is let you drop stuff.
If you want to do some branding like of your cats or something, get the cat man mad.
Right.
If you want to brand something, you can do that with that, but it's not for lifting food. Trust me.
Right.
There are several variations of tools that, you know, I used to rep for different companies that had some very cool stuff. One that I really liked was a spatula with a tong on the other side.
Right.
And that was very handy, especially if, like, you're picking up a butt. Like, I have to slide those butts out of that homemade smoker I've got.
Yep.
I got to reach in there pretty long.
Right.
And it's black and dirty. You're going to get your sleeves all messed up if you put your hand in there.
Right.
You got to have barbecue gloves or food gloves.
Right.
There's all sorts of variations of those you can do. And what you don't want to do is just buy the first pair of leather grilling gloves you see, because they're probably from somewhere overseas and they have very little insulation.
Right. And you'll figure that out when you got something hot in your hands.
That's right. Yeah. When you drop your first load. So depending on what you're using them for, the average guy with a grill, sure, maybe those basic gloves are a good starter. All the more reason to have a larger box because you're going to throw all this stuff in there. But here's a caveat. You got to be careful when you throw those gloves in there if they're a little damp, because they will get moldy in the summer if you're not careful. So you got to open that stuff up and air it out.
Don't put them away wet. Let them dry out before you put them back in the box.
Yeah. And what I ended up doing ultimately, because I handle so many smokers, is I found a beautiful welding supply store. And there's a chain of them in Michigan. One of them is on M21 in Ionia in West Michigan. And it's a welding supply store, and they have all sorts of grades of gloves. I got a pair that were, I don't know, I'm saying they were $90. They're great big, because when I had my last smoker, that ABS, those plates on top were so hot,
right?
I couldn't find anything that would handle them. Even those welding gloves would not handle those hot
rods. Yeah, they're 800 degrees when you're picking them off there. It's going to go through anything,
But there's all kinds of things you can throw in that box. I love Jop's suggestion of going to the restaurant supply store for some of the tools.
Right.
Great idea. Go to Garrett's for some of those rubs. Go to Sobeys for rubs and sauces.
And sausage.
You will get the sausage.
Right, yeah. Yep.
Oh, Conrad woke up.
Yeah, a pizza stone. You can turn your gas grill into a pizza maker.
Great idea.
You can buy the little stone. It's a ceramic thing, maybe a half inch thick, and you set it on there, get it hot, turn your grill on high and get it hot before you use it, and let it cool before you take it off there, because they get brittle when they're really hot.
And you'll need the gloves.
Right. Yep, exactly, that we're talking about.
Yeah, pizza stone's a great idea.
Yeah, and they're cheap, you know, $20 maybe.
And they come in a box, so when you wrap it, it won't be a dead giveaway.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Gosh, there's so many things. A thermopen, a basic thermopen. Maybe you don't want to spend the several hundred dollars for the new RF radio frequency with it. I mean, fantastic. We'll go through that next week, because we're going to have Chef Martin on the show to talk about that unit, because Jop will by then have his new unit. I'll have gotten to play with mine, and hopefully my internet's working so I can finish programming it.
Yep.
But so basic thermopen.
Right.
Got to have one.
A digital thermometer is what we're talking about.
You should have two or three of them.
The number one problem that people have is they overcook or undercook their food. And most of the time it's overcooked.
Number one and number two.
Well, cooking temperature, maybe. I will go with that. But generally it's overcooked. And then it gets dry
and
stuff. And
people want to do that with chicken.
Yeah, I know.
My wife doesn't like it, you know, if there's any juice coming out of it.
Yeah, well, yeah, right.
You've got the wrong wife.
Right.
I didn't say that.
So there's lots of gadgets out there. Some of them are gimmicky. Like, I've seen people get a bacon hanger where you can hang a strip of bacon and set it on your grill. And then the heat from the grill cooks the bacon and it drips off.
Kind of cool.
But you get flare-ups.
I think you bought me one once.
I don't know. Same thing with like a jalapeno popper. If you don't cut them in half and make them boats, but you make them little cups, there's like a little steel grate.
That's actually really handy.
Right. They sit in there like ice cream cones.
Yes.
Right?
I would say that's handy.
Yeah. And the thing is, these things are $15, $20, $25. You can get them at big box stores. You can get them online. Obviously, everything's online. But those are kind of cool things that you don't use every day, but if you have them, you might when you're throwing a party.
So shout out to our affiliates out there. You might be listening up in Big Rapids on WBRN, and they've got some awesome places up there to shop. You should check out their sponsors, because I don't know right offhand now that I opened this Pandora's box. If you go to Lansing, WJIM plays our show twice because they like it so much. They've got a couple of sponsors I know of that are downtown that are grill shops that are awesome.
Yep.
Patronize those people that are helping promote the stations that play our show that give you products that you like, because you got to buy it somewhere. You're not spending that much, but show a little love for your community is the word.
Right. Hey, I got another one that's really cool, is a propane tank gas level gauge. It goes between the nozzle on the tank and what you're hooking up to it.
Wonderful idea.
Yeah, because it tells you how much, there's a needle on there, and based on the pressure, it tells you how much gas is left.
Right.
And they're pretty dang accurate. And I got five propane tanks at home, and I got five of those.
Only five?
Yeah, because that I believe in them that much, because the last thing you want to do is run out of propane when you start to cook.
That's a bad party right there.
Yeah, right. Yep. Exactly.
It only happens to you once.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. And then you get five tanks. Yeah. So you got
at least two.
I mean, I got three devices that use them, so I rotate them through.
I have one of those soldering torches that hooks onto the little green can.
Benzomatic or whatever.
Yeah, Benzomatic.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic way to light a grill. If your igniter's gone, forget the little long lighter. Go get a Benzomatic and a big little green tank, the little one-pound tanks, and torch that baby. It lights every time.
Right.
Good for cigars, too.
Coming up next, we're going to go to Fen Valley Winery. If you don't have a great bottle of wine to share with your family on Christmas or New Year's, you need to go get one. And we're going to talk to Brian Lesperance from Fen Valley. You listen to the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.